السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة ولنجزينهم أجرهم بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اتقوا الله حيثما كنت واتبعي السيئة الحسنة تمحوها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters, in this verse of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator and master, sustainer, protector and provider, giver and taker, has promised the believers. Man amila salihan, whoever do a good action, good deed, whether is male or female, provided he is a believer, iman is the shart and condition for every amal to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a mu'min, male or female, does good work and action, فَلَنُحْيَيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا, one promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on good amal in iman, that verily, definitely, certainly, we are going to grant them a better life. Hayatan tayyiba. Tayyiba include everything. Aman, peace, security, and protection from the anxiety, worry, concern. All these kind of things is included in hayatan tayyiba. It's very vast meaning. So one promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the good believer, active believer, is in this world Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him hayatan tayyiba, luxurious life, life full of peace and security and tranquility. And the real life, we believe, is the life after death. So for that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised, وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Definitely, certainly, we are going to grant them ajr and sawab and reward. Whatever amal, actions, deeds they have done during that lifespan, be ahsan. Not only reward, but the best of the reward. So in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us two promises, and one for this dunya sufficient and one for hereafter. May Allah make all of us among those fortunate servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promise, He does not break the promise. Whatever He promises, He is going to grant. وَلَا تَجِدَنَّ سُنَّةَ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا. You won't find any changing in the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Basically, when a person promises to somebody that I will do this for you, or I'm gonna, you know, meet you a certain place, or whatever, you know, in our daily lives, we have our friends, our relatives, our colleagues, he promises, and most of the time they break the promise. They are not on the time, on the, you know, in the place. And then they apologize, they say, sorry, I was late, I was stuck in the traffic, I couldn't make it. I wanted to give 10,000 to help you out, but something happened and I waste my money, this and that. So, ulama say there are two reasons a person is not fulfilling his promise. Number one, he is lying. From the beginning, he never had intention to help you out. He just promised you this lip service just to cool you down. In his mind, he said, no, I'm not going to help you. Lying. Second thing, he is honest. He really wants to help. He is sincere. But at the time of, you know, fulfilling the promise, he couldn't make it. It's out of his control. He just could not make it. He's muhtaj, is deprived by himself. So these are the two reasons ulama said person is not fulfilling his promise. As for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he never lies. He doesn't have to lie. Why he should lie? He is the master. Inna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir. He has power over everything. He can do anything. So he doesn't have to lie. And secondly, he is not stuck, or he is not majboor. You know, that he promised somebody, then he couldn't make it. And that's why in one of the hadith Qudsi, authentic hadith, our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said something to this effect, that on the Yawmul Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if my servant commits sin after sin after sin throughout the life, day and night, 24/7, his sins piles up from the earth to the heaven. Can you imagine? Any person who got the life 60, 70 years and is keep on committing sin after sin to that extent, you can imagine the whole world horizon is full of sins for one person. And then Allah Ta'ala said, if he comes to me with sincere tawbah, with ikhlas, I will forgive him immediately there and there, wala ubali. I don't care. Who is there to question me that, ya Allah, look at his sins, his violations, his evil deeds, and how come you forgive in 1 second? You don't punish him. Allah Ta'ala said, no one is there to ask me. Lemanil mulkul yawm. Yawmul qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to ask, lemanil mulkul yawm. To whom these kingdoms is belong? Lillahil wahidil qahhar. Is only one being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is all powerful. Wahid, alone. So, Allah doesn't have to break his promise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't have to lie. So whatever promises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the his most authentic kalam, kalamullah, Quran Majid, and it is revealed by our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, spoken out by most authentic personality of this planet, As-Sadiq Al-Amin, most truthful and trustworthy. If he said something on behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it cannot go wrong. That is our belief, this is our faith. So, sometimes the question arises, okay, Allah has promised this one, but I am not getting. So every promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is connected to the condition. If you do this, then I will do that. And we are lacking in fulfilling our side, our conditions. And that is why the help of Allah, the nusrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is suspended, is not coming through because of our own lacking or shortcoming. If a believer is fulfilling his condition, then definitely the help of Allah, the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is going to appear, is going to come and rescue him. This is what we should not blame Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I am making dua for so many days, you know, spending night in tahajjud, and still I am not getting. See, what is lacking on your part? What is missing from your side? and try to fulfill it, then only the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will descend. It's definitely, certainly is going to happen. There was a very great saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Waliullah. He said, كُنْتُ أَظُنُّ أَنَّ الْعَبْدَ هُوَ الَّذِي يُحِبُّ اللَّهَ أَوَّلًا حَتَّى يُحِبُّهُ اللَّهُ حَتَّى قَرَأْتُ قَوْلَ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِي اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَهُ فَعَلِمْتُ أَنَّ الَّذِي يُحِبُّ أَوَّلًا هُوَ اللَّهُ. He said, I used to think that a servant first loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani servant, obedient servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, start loving to Allah. He takes one step first and then Allah loves him. First is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, first from the person, from the servant. He start loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then only Allah responds and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala start loving him. He said, I used to think like that until I came across with this verse of the Holy Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِالْقَوْمٍ يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَهُ. That I have read this verse of the Holy Quran in which Allah ta'ala said, Allah will bring such a people, qawm, whom He will love, and they will love Him. So in this verse of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is declaring that Allah loves first and then people love. It is based on the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why in Hadith Qudsi it comes in the mind that because of the a'mal and actions of the servant, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala start loving him first. Allah start loving him first. And out of his mercy, then he called Jibreel alayhi salam, oh Jibreel, come here. I want to expose one secret. I love so and so. So you also love him. You are my angel. You are my creation. Jibreel salam said, yes boss. And Jibreel salam start loving him because of the love of Allah. Allah started loving him first. So Jibreel salam start loving that person also. Now Jibreel salam is not loving alone by himself. Allah ta'ala command him to announce in the heaven. So Jibreel salam announces in the heaven, oh angels, wherever you are, first heaven, second heaven, under the arsh, wherever you are, listen. This is the announcement from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves so and so, such and such person, and I have also started loving him. So all of you start loving that person. So angels, la ya'sun Allah ma amaruhum wa yaf'alun ma yu'marun. Angels is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, created out of nur. They do not disobey the command of Allah at all. It is not in their ingredient. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands them, amanna saddaqna. Immediately they start doing without argument. So angels of the heavens start loving that person. Then Jibreel salam put his love on the creation of the earth, and all the creations of the earth start loving that person. So he becomes beloved, first of all, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Jibreel alayhi salam, then all the angels of the heaven, then all the creation of the earth. See, step by step, initiated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, in this verse of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised, فَسَوْفَ يُؤْتِي اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَهُ. First, Allah, you know, loved him, and then, he start loving to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. Then he said, وَكُنْتُ أَظُنُّ أَنَّ الْعَبْدَ هُوَ الَّذِي يَتُوبُ أَوَّلًا حَتَّى يَتُوبُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. حتى قرأت قوله تعالى ثم تاب الله عليهم ليتوبوا فعلمت أن الله هو الذي يلهمك التوبة حتى تتوب. He said, I used to think that it is the servant, it is the abd who repents first. Oh Allah, I did wrong. I realize, please forgive me. Initiated from servant. That was he used to think. Because he has committed sin, it is his duty that he start pardon. He must ask for pardon. He must ask for forgiveness. He did wrong. So it should be start from him side. That's how I used to think. Until I came across with this ayat of the Holy Quran, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ تَابَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ, then Allah pardon them, لِيَتُوبُوا, so they can ask forgiveness, they can repent. Here also, initiated from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first. Then he say, he forgave them, the people, that they might beg for his pardon. So he said, I understood that in reality, first Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants the tawfiq to repent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates the circumstances and a person realizes that I have done wrong. That's why there are so many incidents that a person was sinner entire his life and something happened. Allah granted him tawfiq and all of a sudden he changed his entire life. He came onto the right path and started worshipping and repenting, and because of his sincerity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven him. So many incidents you will find in the history of Islam. So tawbah, a person cannot make tawbah with his own side until and unless it is the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah do the ilham in his heart that okay, you are doing wrong, please, you ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then Allah will forgive you. So it's the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he grants the tawfiq. May Allah give all of us the tawfiq to repent ourselves before the Malakul Maut approaches. The third thing, the saint said, وَكُنْتُ أَذُنُّ أَنَّ الْعَبْدَ هُوَ الَّذِي يَرْضَ اللَّهَ أَوَّلًا ثُمَّ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. He said, I used to think that it is a servant who becomes pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first. A servant becoming pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first, and then Allah pleases with him. Until he said, I came across with this verse of the Holy Quran in which Allah ta'ala said, he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Holy Quran, radiyallahu an whom waradu an. Started from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala became pleased first with them, and then they became pleased to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So initiating from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, starting from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, beginning from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then a servant responds and acts accordingly with the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very merciful. And whatever promises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran or through the ahadith of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, definitely it is going to happen provided we from our side fulfill the requirements and the conditions which is required for the mercy and the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will give some examples. Number one, Allah ta'ala says, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Other place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاشْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُونِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. Right? لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. That if, this is the condition, if you show your gratitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first, then Allah will increase His bounties and His favors. Allah promised us He is definitely going to increase His favors and bounties upon you, provided conditionally you thank on His bounty first. We are not thankful, unfortunately. We are not showing our gratitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just think and ponder, my brothers and sisters. Right now, we are sitting here in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Handful people. We should appreciate this bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the ni'mat of Iman. Then, ni'mat of Islam. Then, ni'mat of the Holy Quran. Then, the ni'mat of our seha and health. Then, the ni'mat of the rizq. Then, the ni'mat of our children, our spouses, our parents. Then, ni'mat of our jobs, our houses. Keep on counting. Allah Ta'ala has challenged. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you start counting the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will never able to do it, no matter how fast a computer you utilize to count the bounty of Allah. Most advanced computer will not be able to count the benefit and bounties and favors of Almighty Allah. We are sitting here, there are millions of people, the 8 billion population of the world, right? Most of them, 6 billions are non-believers. They do not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they not even think of the believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has rejected them. Allah did not grant them tawfiq. And what we have done to become a Muslim, any one of us claim that I did this thing so Allah ta'ala can make me Muslim? Did we apply for Islam? Did we make any effort, any sacrifice? We did pay any amount to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gain the Iman, to gain the Islam? No. No one can claim. If he's claiming, he's a liar. It is only and solely the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءَ. To that extent, our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Habibullah, most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was trying. His beloved uncle, who did so much, who brought him from the childhood, took care of him financially, physically, you know, took care of him, protected him, Abu Talib. So much of ihsan he has done to our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And our Rasulullah sallam knew that if he die without Iman, he will be doomed forever. And he had done so much for me. Let me protect him from the hellfire. He's my beloved uncle. He did so much of favors to me. Please just whisper in my ear one time. Whole life you did not pray salat. Your whole life you did not believe in one Allah. Tawheed, you rejected. Right? But in last moment, before Malakul Maut approaches your soul, take out your soul, just whisper in my ear. I bear witness, I promise you, I will protect you from the hellfire. I promise you. He didn't ever did it. He was looking to Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, standing over there with big eyes. He's scared of them. The people will, what people will think and what people will say after my death. What you worry about after your death? You're going to die? Let the people say whatever they want to say. You protect your akhirah. No, but that was not written. Allah wanted to prove it. Even the Nabi of the time, Sayyidul Mursaleen, Imamul Anbiya, cannot grant hidayat to anyone else. It's only and solely in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to whom He guides. Clear cut. And that is why Hazrat Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala an used to proudly say, if this hidayat would be in the hands of these Quraysh people, I wouldn't have any chance to become a Muslim. How would I become Muslim? I am Abyssinian slave, black complex, no lineage, no prestige, no honor, slave, no wealth, poor, no family, no tribe. Who will look at me and grant me and allow me to utter the kalima la ilaha illallah? If the hidayat would be in these people's hand, they wouldn't grant me the hidayat. But the hidayat also only in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at me. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted me the hidayat. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, La in shakartum la azidannakum. That if you make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every bounty, we are eating, my brothers, with our own hands. There are millions of people. They have to feed with the tubes. Go to the hospitals. We are breathing with our own without any problem, breathing nicely. Alhamdulillah. Taking oxygen and taking out carbon dioxide. Right? There are millions of people who need machine, the oxygen cylinder to breathe. Right? We are walking, came driving with to the masjid. There are millions of people disabled, lying on the bed, suffering, paralyzed, dementia. They cannot drive, they cannot think, their brain is not functioning, their hands and legs are not working. So many millions of people have no families, living alone. So many people are homeless, they don't have shelter. So many people have hungry and thirsty in the campus, refugee campus. Look at how much bounties of Allah bestowed upon us, my brothers and sisters. Count one by one. And yet, we don't have time to bow down. We don't have time to come for Fajr. We don't have time to come for Maghrib and Isha. We are so occupied and so relaxed that we have earned Akhirah. Jannat is our, because we are believers, we're just going to go to Jannah. It's not that easy, my brothers and sisters. May Allah give us tawfiq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, that ud'uni astajib lakum. There are so many promises of Allah, I cannot go through because of the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, ud'uni astajib lakum. That ask me, beg to me, and definitely I will fulfill your all the desires and all the needs of this dunya as well as in hereafter. So my brothers and sisters, we should be thankful and grateful to every bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and appreciate every ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank Allah. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks from us? Just Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, mil al-mizan. Right? One of the hadith Rasulullah said, one time Alhamdulillah is going to fill the mizan, the scale of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kalimatani, khafifatani, al-lisan, faqilatani fil mizan. Habibatani ila Rahman, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. The last hadith of Bukhari Sharif, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there are two words very light on the tongue. Subhan, you don't have to make such effort to recite or to read this kalimatan, these two kalimas. And it is so heavy on the scale. And it is most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what are those kalimas? Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. If you keep on saying that, meaning you're fulfilling the rights of the ni'mat and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are appreciating every favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah, as His promise, is going to increase. May Allah give us tawfiq for that.